This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. government has owed tribal nations money for water infrastructure for decades. It has gone unpaid until this week. The Department of the Interior announced it'll put $1.7 billion towards fulfilling water rights settlements with 12 tribal nations in Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Montana. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
In 1908, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that tribes have a right to as much water as they need to be self-sufficient. But it didn't quite work out that way.
You know, there's a difference between paper water and wet water.
Stephen Rowe Lewis is governor of the Gila River Indian Community in southern Arizona. He says it took until 2004 to get his tribe's water rights codified into federal law, nearly a century after that Supreme Court ruling. And one term of the tribe's 2004 settlement with the federal government wasn't fulfilled until this week. Funding to improve the tribe's water infrastructure.
The allocation that we're getting is going to be $92 million, which will allow the community to shore up our water delivery system.
Gila River is one of dozens of Western tribes that's been waiting on funding from a water rights settlement, says John Echohawk with the Native American Rights Fund.
Some of these have been around 10 or 20 years, 30 years.
The challenge, he says, has been getting Congress to appropriate the infrastructure funding it agreed to in these decades-old settlements.
It's a lot of work to try to get those appropriations, and the tribes get frustrated. And, you know, to have all that money put on the table now is just terrific news.
News that comes after a challenging 2 years for tribal nations. Indigenous people have been hit disproportionately hard by COVID-19 and the pandemic's economic ripple effects. And that's in part because of underinvestment in tribal water delivery systems, says Tracy Morris, director of the American Indian Policy Institute at Arizona State University.
People couldn't wash their hands. They don't have flushing toilets, using outhouses in some places. Not all, but it's out there. Look how compounded that becomes.
Morris says the funding set aside for tribes in the infrastructure spending plan, including to fulfill water rights settlements, could help narrow that infrastructure gap in the coming years. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.